Case number 12890, Jeffrey Petrowski seeks a variance from the maximum fence height requirement, sections 115-25, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the corner of Lighthouse Road and Monroe Avenue within the Edgewater Acres subdivision. The 911 address is 38940 Monroe Avenue in Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. Tax map is District 533, map 20.19, parcel 16. The applicant is seeking a 3.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the board, and staff. Jamie, do I need to be sworn, or am I okay?
You don't need to be sworn in, but your witness will be.
Can we just swear him now in case he testifies? This is Mr. Petrowski, he's the property owner.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, Jeffrey Scott Petrowski, 38940 Monroe Ave, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
So help me God.
Thank you.
And I should introduce myself. I'm Glenn Mandalas. I'm an attorney with Baird Mandalas, Broxton, and Federico. We have offices throughout Delaware and Maryland. Most closely here, we have an office on Market Street and one in Lewis on Savannah Road. Good evening. It's been a long night, but not too long, I guess. I will say that three votes on one case, you're working overtime. So good on you. As I said, I represent Mr. Petrowski, and he does own the property that's illustrated here at 38940 Monroe Avenue. Of course, the lot closest to 54, which is on the northern part of the screen, has been developed with a pool house and a pool structure there. The property is in the AR1 Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and as I said, it's adjacent to 54, just outside of Fenwick Island. We're here seeking to construct a 95-foot-long stone wall parallel to Route 54 that would be 7 feet in height. Section 115-185C of the zoning code only allows construction of a height of a wall of a height of 3.5 feet, and that's what brings us here tonight. Due to circumstances that I'm going to explain, we're seeking a 3.5-foot height variance to permit the proposed wall to be 7 feet instead of the code-compliant 3.5 feet. As you know and can imagine, traffic on 54 can be very heavy and frequently backs up due to the many restaurants in the area. And we've requested the variance primarily so that Mr. Petrowski's property will be buffered more from 54 than it currently is. The exceptional practical difficulty here is created by the fact that Route 54 is constructed at an elevation quite a bit higher than the actual property, Mr. Petrowski's property. It runs probably from 18 inches to 2 feet where Monroe Avenue comes off 54, and then as you go back along 54, it's as much as 4.5 feet difference in elevation.
My land slopes down from 54.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Could you zoom out a little bit? I'm sorry, sir. Yep. Know exactly where it is. Thank you.
Yeah, I believe they're going to put a light right there, too, once they build the 70 homes across the street, and another 23, I think, townhomes on the frontage they got approved for, Freeman Group, which do an excellent job, I mean.
Yep.
But that also creates some noise, and we're looking for a little bit of a buffer from that as well.
And the light noise from the automobiles.
Yeah.
There's going to be a light there as well.
Right. Sure. The issue, there's a lot of dust, a lot of noise coming off of 54, and the pool is right there, so that creates some problems. And in fact, his family, when that road backs up and sometimes there's traffic that comes to a stop, you know, there's some hollering and heckling that comes from some of the cars that are backed up there. So we're just looking to make a little more of a buffer. Now, there is an existing stand of arborvitaes along 54 that's already there that provides some buffering but doesn't do nearly what we're seeking to accomplish here. And in fact, there is a small, I'll show you some pictures in a moment. There is a fence that runs behind that row of arborvitaes, and this fence would be, or this wall would be, in that same location. So again, the exceptional practical difficulty arises from the fact that 54, its elevation is significantly higher than the elevation of the property, making the code-compliant 3.5-foot wall just ineffective. So I want to take a moment and show a few photographs. Can I operate that from here, or let me just step by? Thank you. Get to my application from here.
while Mr. Mandalas is looking for that, I will note there, this property came before the board in 2019 for some variances. You should have those in front of you. I just want to make sure that you had those. One of the variances there was a fence height variance for the pool to allow it to be 4 feet. So this is a little higher than that, but I just wanted to point that out because that was not in the online record last week. I know it was added, I think, earlier today.
As you can see, that the this is the lowest edge of the slope is right by the pool house where Monroe comes off of 54. If we scroll down, you'll see a little bit better job of showing the change in elevation from the other side of the property. This is now further down 54, and that's that stand of arborvitaes that I was talking about. The fence that runs right behind those arborvitaes is where this wall would be located, not the fence that at the corner and turns back. It would only be straight along those arborvitaes.
Okay, real quick question.
Sure.
So if we're looking at that picture to the right, the arborvitaes is where those fence will be.
It'll go along right. The same line where the fence is. That fence will be removed and the wall will be there. But the black railing will still be from the wall to the bulkhead.
So it's going to butt right up to that, yeah, to that fence,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, well, I'd keep the aluminum there because, you know,
sure,
you know when they need to replace the bulkhead or
right,
anything like that. I don't want to put a footer there.
Just a view from the pool deck itself. It's hard to see, but there's actually a truck going by in the background. You can see that 54 is elevated quite a bit. In fact, it's at the existing fence height where that truck currently is coming by.
That's a 4 foot fence right now.
Four and a half.
Yeah, I think it's four and a half. If it was variance for four, it's four because they did everything according to what we got approved.
Ms. Hall, would you mind just scrolling for me? It's a little bit easier if you don't mind just doing it. So that's another view you can see there, again, behind the existing fence and the row of arborvitaes, but you can see it, there's an elevation. If you scroll again, you can scroll past this one. It's a very similar view. This now, you're just looking another view from behind the pool deck looking toward 54, helps show the elevation again. Go ahead. And this now is looking across from 54. So you can see that the existing arborvitaes are also already going to screen the wall that we're proposing in the first place, but the elevation of this after it's constructed would barely come above, you know, I shouldn't say barely, probably come a foot above maybe the guardrail. So it's not going to be something that creates a lot of obstruction of views or something that's going to be very intrusive. So if you could scroll a little more. I want to show now, this is some pictures in the area. These are fences along 54 and in the area, just demonstrating that there's plenty in the neighborhood and in the surrounding area that are already above 3.5 feet. And keeps going. There's Treasure Beach. This is another fence. Now, some of these fences, I'll acknowledge for you that 7.5 feet fences are already permitted in the rear yards in the zoning district. So some of these are photographs of rear yards. Like this one is a good example of a fence that's 3.5 feet in the front yard and then goes to 7 feet as it goes to the backyard. But I just wanted to demonstrate that there's 7 foot fences that exist in this neighborhood, and it wouldn't be out of the character of the neighborhood to have something 7 feet. I think that's the last one.
Yeah, my concern with this, what you're showing is that fence right there at Bayside, that's probably 200 yards off the road. What you're proposing is basically right on the road. My question for you is, are you going to remove the arborvitaes or are you going to leave them up?
I would leave them up because they're already there buffering it and aesthetically pleasing, you know what I mean, to the road and for the neighborhood as well.
My big concern with that is when you're turning out on the 54, that just creates more of a barrier to looking out onto 54 when you're trying to get onto the road.
If you scroll back up.
Go all the way to the first photograph of his home.
That was asked during my meeting when I was getting the pool variances as well. And they came in and actually checked it out, one of the ladies on the board. But I think up one more, right there. So if you're coming out here, you got a clear view going all the way down the highway.
Yeah, but if you're on that right-hand side and you're at that white line where you're supposed to be, and you're looking across, I would have liked to have seen it more from that angle rather than the straight-on angle, is my concern there. I'm very familiar with that area. I know you're...
You would never be able to pull out from there to do that because you wouldn't be able to see the traffic coming down this way at all.
Well, also
and
for...
then you had the telephone poles there as well, and I'm behind the telephone poles.
For clarity, Amy, do you mind scrolling up to Exhibit B? Because the proposed wall will not come very close to Monroe Avenue. It's set back quite a ways from Monroe. So see the purple line here, the highlighted purple area? That's where the wall will run. It won't run all the way down to Monroe. It's about 95 feet, but then you have another, what's the depth of that? That's 127 feet the entire length, so you're going to have, you know, another 33 feet between the intersection of Monroe and 54 before the wall begins.
I have a few questions. Looking at that scene when you got up on the screen there, I see the portion of the property that went to Del Dot. Do you know when that was done?
He built it before I bought the house.
So that had been done before you owned the property?
That's correct. I think when they redid the bridge, from what I was told from my older neighbors that live in the neighborhood, is when they came in and did that. Because they were rebuilding the bridge, I believe.
Okay.
And then all the waste, I think, from are the trees across the street for me and
the trees that are buffering right now, are they on your property or are they on Del Dot property?
They're on mine, I believe.
There.
Okay. So where I'm looking at the pink line, they would be like sort of to the left, and then beyond them would be your existing metal fence.
I believe that's correct.
Okay. So your new fence would be on the roadside of the trees.
Oh, no. I would remove the black fence that's there now behind the arborvitaes and put the wall there.
It would
go behind.
So approximately how many feet off your property line would the new wall be?
Was that done in the previous?
Let's go back to
variances.
Can we go back to Exhibit E?
I thought that was done because they gave me a variance for that fence. Mr. Warfield.
I mean, if you'll scroll down to Exhibit E again, I think it was a good photograph of it.
The exact number of feet. Because that was one of the variances that were granted.
Yeah, it's quite a ways down. I want to show the picture that the photograph that shows maybe it's
this is just the application.
Right.
One of the
no, if you scroll back up, I wanted to show a better view of where the existing you're really close to it. I'm sorry, it's in that set of photographs. Yeah, just scroll up a little bit more. I think it's the next one. That one I think is the best job of showing where the wall would be in relation to the existing arborvitaes. Exactly where that existing metal fence is.
And to answer the question on the dedication to Del Dot, it was in 2000.
Okay.
For the deed reference.
So what you're proposing is a continuation of your stonework, correct?
It will look similar to that, Mr. Carson, Dr. Carson. Yes, it would blend in aesthetically with the rest of the property, that's correct. Probably just some lagger flagstone veneer.
Water side of the arborvitae.
Me, sir?
Water side of the arborvitae.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
I mean, it sort of appears to me that when we gave the variance for the fence height, it was proposed that it would be on the property line, and then you actually built it further back and put the trees in.
Correct. No, those trees were there years and years before.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, before, but I built, the pool was built in 20, granted the variance, the pool was built in 20. Those trees were there in 2013.
Okay. So if you just had to guess or estimate how far that fence is from your property line, what do you think that is? Maybe 8-10 feet or so?
I'd have to look at the previous variances that were granted.
May I?
Well, the variance was a height variance for the fence.
May I?
Correct.
Yes, Ms. Norwood?
It looks like the survey that they've marked up with the pink line to show where the existing fence is directly on the property line.
It does look like that.
The only thing they needed was the half a foot for the height because it's...
Okay. I mean, if that's the case,
are you replacing that existing...
It would replace
wrought iron fence with your new fence?
Yes, that fence would be removed and the wall would be put in its place.
I mean, if it is on the property line, then that means those trees are not on your property.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. I mean,
I'm trying to make sure our facts are correct here.
No, I think the survey we have here, if this is the way the fence was installed, consistent with this survey,
okay,
2019, it looks as though the fence is on the property line. Of course, it's set back from what was the property line before DelDOT acquired that section.
Well, we don't know when the trees may have been placed there. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, true. The trees may have been placed, on the property before DelDOT acquired the property, which made the trees off.
Right. There was a building there. There was a duplex there, and I bought the duplex and tore the blue.
But you didn't put the trees in. They were already there.
I put some of them in to fill in the gaps.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. The tree line was already
there. So.
Okay. it appears to me that the slope of the grade, when it gets to your property, then it's relatively flat. Is that correct?
Yeah, it comes down.
You have like this flat, really steep slope from the road down to the trees, and then it's relatively flat.
Correct. Like right where those trees are, on the other side, it levels out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do we?
And then all their lines they just ran are right down through here, buddy. Down through.
Right.
They just came through and did a whole bunch of, I think, internet line and other stuff, and then actually went underneath the bay and out on the other side.
They were. I was trying to see if there is a distance from the edge of paving to your property line. Do you happen to have that?
It doesn't show the distance, but on the...
So the 2019 survey that was there,
mm-hmm.
it's there.
It shows
if you look at it, it says edge of paving.
Right.
Okay.
There is a line there. And then there's another line that I believe is probably the area DelDOT acquired when I look at it compared to the survey.
That's correct.
And then there's the property line. So there's like three lines. So there is a gap of some sort.
Yeah, I was always explained that was a right of way for that.
Are you able to guess or estimate how high the road is above your property? Do you think it's more or less than 3.5 feet?
I think it's right around 2.5-3 feet.
2.5 to 3 feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then that would put the top of your fence.
Yeah.
About a foot or so above the paving.
Yeah, because I cut the grass there all the time, so I'm like at a steep angle.
And that puts the columns in your fence that high.
That's a good point.
Most of the fence is, 8 inches lower, I believe?
Yeah, the columns extend. Let's see if I can find that diagram. Yeah, so the main portion of the fence is 6'4". So you've got another 6 inches of column to get to the I'm sorry, you've got another 8 inches of column to get to the 7 feet, so that you're right. Mm-hmm. The main portion of the fence will be 6'4".
Okay. So that puts it barely above the paving. All right, that's all I have.
So I know you guys are very familiar with Quick Check and all the factors, and I'm happy to run through the factors if you'd like me to run through them, if you think that would be helpful. I usually kind of boil the whole Quick Check thing down to a little bit of a balancing act, which is it going to be...
Except Mr. Lindaus, we don't apply Quick Check in the port.
Oh, that's right. This is Sussex County.
Yeah.
Let me take that back. I won't go through the Quick Check.
Municipalities, everybody else does it, but we don't.
You kind of threw me when you put that in the packet.
That's right. That's right. That's my mistake. Sussex County is its own animal a little bit when it comes to border adjustment. We'll explain it later. Is there anything else we can provide you that would be helpful?
I did have one question. In looking at what you currently have, it appears to be an open fence, or at least, you know, it's got some gaps to it. And what's being proposed appears to be a wall. Is there any concern about water flow from Route 54 onto your property or erosion by having that wall there?
I have never experienced, and I've been through several floods, probably two or three since I've owned the property, and you know, since I bought the main building. The water usually runs down to the front on us here, down through here with us on this road.
Okay, so it goes down the road.
Down through here, yeah.
Okay, it doesn't.
My poor neighbors usually get it here in this yard the most. Okay. And then it puddles in the front. You probably have to see some puddling right there. But so yeah, usually puddles right in front all the time, the water. Because it's such a big slope here, when you come down, that's usually where the water ends up.
I got
on
you.
Our road.
So there's not a concern about blocking water that would flow from 54 to the canal?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No, water. I don't get flooded.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Is there
experienced it in the...
Is there a guardrail
except
there?
When the water comes over the bulkhead.
Is there a guardrail there?
Yeah, that's a guardrail. Yeah.
Have you got, is there a homeowners association approval or anything?
No, not where I live.
So if we could circle back to Mr. Sharp's point, is try it another way. Is the construction of the wall, is it going to be? Could it potentially increase the amount of water that ends up on your poor neighbor?
I don't think so, because it really, the water usually is coming in, it doesn't come around like flooding in from the side my property at all. It just settles down in there.
So it
I think it's just
travels
because of the amount of rainfall, it just settles in the front.
It travels the road.
Houses. Yeah.
And then levels
it's
out.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's not like I just get it, and these guys here, like it puddles down here, and then the neighbor in the back.
So it's the bottom. It's the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, well, they call it the ditch. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I think like that whole several block radius is called the ditch, all through that Harpoon Hands.
Anything else from the board, Mr. Sharp?
Yeah. I actually do have one more question. When you installed this pool and everything you put around it, did you not anticipate problems from the traffic on the road?
I was down there haphazardly, you know what I mean, previous to that, but over the last couple of years, we've been spending a lot more time down there.
Okay.
So, you know, and of course the influx over the last couple of years, people, you know.
So, yeah. But I think, you know, really the part of the real issue here is that, you know, all of the interior lots in that same zoning district in that same area, 3.5 feet would be plenty. It's purely created by the difference in elevation of 54. So regardless, you know, it's almost as if he's only building a 3.5 foot wall because he's so low he has to build 3.5 feet to get his 3.5 feet.
Yeah.
So that's really the exceptional practical difficulty here.
Yeah,
And that part was not created by him.
I got a question on this. You said you bought the property in 2006.
The main building, yes.
So the main, so to be clear, the main building means the interior lot where his home is. There were two lots there, and that's, and where she's pointing is the main building that he bought, or the main property.
The property where we, that is in question today. You purchased in 2006, whether it was part of something or not, you bought that in 2006. You said that's correct?
The lot closest to 54?
No, that was in 2014, end of 2013, right around there.
All right, so correctly. At that point, was that situation on Lighthouse Road present? Meaning
I think traffic
it was elevated?
Is definitely more significant today.
No, I'm not talking about traffic. I'm talking about the how it was elevated.
Oh, that's always been there. I don't know when the bridge was built, Mr. Williamson, but from what my neighbors tell me, it's that that's when they elevated
that
the
was elevated
road.
In like the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to clarify that that was situation was there.
Yep. I don't know the road to be any different than what I experienced there.
All right. Thank you.
To just follow up. Is the relief you're going to get from the fence to protect you from dust and litter and those sorts of things, or what exactly is the fence going to protect you from?
I would say all of those things, and then also once they put the light there, you know, the lights, the traffic that's going to be coming out making the right onto 54 as well. Okay. It'll be hitting me every single evening.
Okay, thank you.
Just one other thing. Mr. Pietroski?
Yes.
I get that right?
Pietroski.
Pietroski.
Yeah.
Do you affirm the statements made by your attorney this hearing?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does that conclude everything for you, sir?
It does. Thank you for your time and for consideration.
Thank you.
Anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12890 for Jeffrey Pietroski and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12890 for Mr. Jeffrey Pietroski for the request of variance pending a final written decision. The property does have unique physical conditions because of the elevation of Route 54 beside it. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye, for the reasons.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too. So the vote of 5-0, case 12890 is approved. Motion for adjournment and a Merry Christmas.
Second.